Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the last few years for dairy farmers have been tough, but industry insiders say there's room for optimism in 2020. Tom Vilsack, the former Ag Secretary and current U.S. Dairy Export Federation President and CEO, says, while 2019 was a bad year, 2020 is looking up.
This has been an incredibly difficult time for dairy farmers around the United States, but particularly in Wisconsin. Hundreds of farms had to call it quits, which is really unfortunate and tragic. But for those who are still in business and are looking for a ray of sunshine, I think 2020 is headed in the right direction. I think we're beginning to see prices improve to the point where dairy producers might be able to make a profit, which is good news, and I think we're looking at an export market that ended 2019 very strong.
Vilsack says trade agreements, including the USMCA and others, signal better times ahead.
With the opportunities the USMCA provides in new market opportunities in Canada, an elimination of the Class 7 pricing system that's really caused a lot of heartache for American producers, that's good news. The Japanese agreement puts us on par to be able to sell not just cheese, but also ingredients in that important market. And who knows, maybe we'll get some benefit out of the China agreement as well.
Specifically, Vilsack says the agreement with Japan opens markets for U.S. dairy.
On any given year, it's either fourth or fifth largest market for us. It's an incredibly important cheese market, and it's anticipated the appetite for cheese in Japan is going to continue to grow at a rate of 4% per year for the next 10 years. So there's enormous opportunity there. We're now assured of not being put in a situation where tariffs will be assessed on our products and not on our competitors. So we're going to be able to compete very effectively in that market.
At the Potato Business Summit in Las Vegas this week, a farm economy expert suggested current conditions resemble the 1990s. Rabo AgriFinance Senior Grains and Oilseed Analyst Stephen Nichols told attendees the current farm economic situation looks a lot like the 1990s, not the 80s.
I want to give some credit to Jason Henderson at Purdue. It's where I first saw that, and so my mind is coming around that. But think about the 1990s, and you think, let's talk about prices. Prices were in a pretty narrow band. Now, we had, you know, excitement over China buying corn, or we had some weather issues, but they were fairly minor, and they went up and came back down pretty much. So you've got the characteristics of fairly narrow prices, and that's kind of where we are today. We've been the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. Land prices in the 90s went up a little bit because there was still interest and there were still margins and there were people making money. And so we expect land prices to stay fairly well supported and in some ways continue to climb. You also had good government support in the 1990s. Think about what's happened the last 2 years with MFP.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.